91X News.
It's 25 degrees and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm David Booth. Former South Carolina governor and American UN ambassador Nikki Haley is leaving her job at the end of this year. Warren Levinson reports.
Nikki Haley was considered a rising Republican star when Donald Trump, as president-elect, tapped her for the UN. She indicated no plans for her immediate future. So the question was natural, and she answered it at an Oval Office appearance with the president before it was asked.
No, I'm not running for 2020. I can promise you what I'll be doing is campaigning for this one.
Trump says Haley first broached leaving in April. That would be around the time Mike Pompeo became Secretary of State and John Bolton, National Security Advisor. A White House official said Haley was frustrated that her voice was being overridden foreign policy. Warren Levinson, New York.
Trump and Haley confirmed in the Oval Office that her resignation was accepted by the president. 6 months ago, Trump said she might want to take some time off. He gave praise to Haley, saying she is very special and is someone who gets it. Haley became the first woman to become governor of South Carolina and was re-elected in 2014. She became appointed as the American ambassador to the UN in November of 2016. Evacuation alerts and weather warnings have been issued along the U.S. Gulf Coast. The Florida Panhandle is targeted by Hurricane Michael. At least 120,000 people have been ordered to clear out as Michael roars through the Gulf of Mexico. Residents are rushing to board up their homes against the fast-moving hurricane, which is expected to blow ashore tomorrow. Jason McDonald of Panama City says his family decided to evacuate with their RV since it probably wouldn't survive the storm anyway.
We have the house there, and then, you know, we have a travel trailer, and we just wanted to get that away from it because, you know, the hurricane is going to just wipe that out.
Forecasters say parts of Florida's Big Bend area, the crook of Florida's elbow, could see more than 3 meters of storm surge. It's not only Florida that will be affected by the hurricane. Alabama and Georgia are expected to get hit tomorrow, while Virginia, North, and South Carolina could see it Thursday. The explosion and fire at an Irving oil refinery in St. John, New Brunswick resulted in only minor injuries, but one worker used a four-letter word to describe what he thought were the last moments of his life. Jonathan Wright, a contract worker from Florida, calls his experience a nightmare. In his words, "I thought I was dead for sure." Wright said he had to jump through high scaffolding and pipes several meters in the air to escape, and thought his coworkers were probably dead. In reality, only a few workers had minor injuries. Mayor Don Darling says there will be a thorough review of the city's emergency preparedness. He also says neighborhood residents who witnessed the explosion from the massive oil refinery are very nervous. Darling says people are on edge after seeing that explosion burn for hours. The grand opening of a new fire station in Quinte West is happening tomorrow. The opening will include attendees such as Mayor Jim Harrison, Fire Chief John Whalen, and other city representatives. The ceremony will take place from 2 p.m. until 4 p.m. The station is located at 49 Dixon Drive in Trenton. A would-be man is facing charges after police seized more than 40 kilograms of marijuana in eastern Ontario. Provincial police say they stopped the man Monday morning speeding on Highway 401 near Napanee. While police spoke with the driver, they saw large garbage bags in the back of his vehicle. After searching the vehicle, they found 44 kilograms of marijuana in the back seat and the trunk. The 36-year-old man has been charged with possession for the purposes of trafficking and speeding. He will appear in court today in Napanee. People hoping to see Justice Brett Kavanaugh's first day on the Supreme Court bench waited in long lines outside the court today. Mark Sherman reports police barricades were set up in front of the court, but the few protesters on hand congregated near the garage where the justices enter.
There were protesters outside the court this morning, but very few, especially compared to Saturday, when there was a loud and large demonstration in front of the court that included protesters actually going up onto the court plaza and the court steps, which is usually forbidden here at the court.
Kavanaugh asked questions of both sides in arguments today over increased prison sentences for repeat offenders. There were no disruptions in the courtroom. A UN report says Canada would have to cut its emissions almost by half over the next 12 years to meet the stiffer targets recommended by dozens of international climate change experts. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says that there will be irreversible changes and the entire loss of some ecosystems if the world doesn't take immediate and intensive action to cut greenhouse gases. For Canada, that means emissions would need to fall to a maximum of 385 million tons a year. In 2016, they are almost twice that. As family members mourn the 20 people killed in an upstate New York limousine crash, the investigation into how it happened continues. Julie Walker has more.
A candlelight vigil was held Monday night for the victims, which include four sisters along with other family and friends who were on their way to celebrate a birthday in that stretch SUV limo that blew through a stop sign, hit a parked car, and killed two bystanders before crashing in Schoharie. Officials say the limo company had safety violations on their vehicles, including defective brakes and balding tires. An attorney for the company says the issues were fixed before the crash. Records show Prestige Limo is owned by Shahed Hussein, who worked as an FBI informant. I'm Julie Walker.
That's QNET News on 91X to 4:06 p.m. Sports is next.
Gleaners' annual citywide food drive is happening this Sunday, and Gleaners is looking for volunteers. Create a team of friends, work colleagues, or family, and be door-to-door canvassers collecting donations. Become a neighborhood steward and use your home as a drop-off depot. You can also sign up to help sort donations, lift and package completed boxes at the warehouse, or help emptying trucks and buses for their next route. Gleaners' annual citywide food drive this Sunday. For more information, call 613-962-9043.
In sports, six games are on tonight in the NHL, including four Canadian teams in action. The Vancouver Canucks visit the Carolina Hurricanes in an interconference matchup. The Hurricanes will try to stave off suffering their first loss in regulation. The Calgary Flames head to the Music City to take on the Nashville Predators. Calgary is looking to improve their record to 2-1 after a 7-goal performance last game. The Winnipeg Jets look to get a win tonight in their home opener. They're against the visiting Los Angeles Kings, who have 3 points in two games. The Toronto Maple Leafs are on the road against the Dallas Stars. Auston Matthews is the league leader with points, with 8, and tied for goals with 5. Newly acquired Leaf John Tavares has 4 goals this season, with 3 of them against the Chicago Blackhawks on Sunday. That's Tavares' 9th career hat trick and first as a Maple Leaf. The undefeated Colorado Avalanche faced the Columbus Blue Jackets. This will be Colorado's first road game of the season. And the San Jose Sharks will visit the Philadelphia Flyers. The Sharks are off to a struggling start with a 1-2 record, while the Flyers are looking to avoid a 2-game losing streak. In baseball, one of baseball's storied rivalries continues tonight as the Boston Red Sox come to Yankee Stadium to take on the New York Yankees in Game 4 of a best-of-5 series. The Red Sox hold a 2-1 series lead and can eliminate the Yankees tonight with a win and advance to the American League Championship. Brock Holt was too much for the Yankees to overcome in Game 3 as he became the first player to hit a cycle in a postseason game. Holt hit a 2-run home run as part of a 7-run fourth inning that blew the game open. Holt says it was a memorable game for him.
It was a good night overall for everyone, and like I said, this is one I'll remember for a long time, and hopefully we can carry this over into tomorrow.
Red Sox starting and winning pitcher Nathan Eovaldi says it was a big start for him.
To be able to pitch the way I did, and then, you know, for us to score as many runs as we did, and it was a big game for us tonight. We needed to win this one going into tomorrow, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to clinch here tomorrow and move on to the next round.
Eovaldi pitched 7 innings, only allowing 5 hits and 1 run. In basketball, only 2 NBA preseason games on the schedule for tonight. Milwaukee Bucks visit the Oklahoma City Thunder. Both teams saw first-round eliminations in last year's playoffs. And the Los Angeles Clippers defend their home turf against the Denver Nuggets. Both teams are looking to rebound this year after failing to make the playoffs last year. Send us your team or league scores. Email QNetNewsDesk@gmail.com. Forecast for Belleville, today, a mix of sun and cloud with 40% chance of showers and a risk of thunderstorm. High of 25, humidex of 31. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance of showers this evening with a risk of thunderstorm. Fog patches developing near midnight, low of 16. And tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, fog patches dissipating in the morning, high of 24, humidex 31. It's 4:10 p.m. and 25 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm David Bowie, news at 91X next at 6 o'clock.